here we go, here we go. Yeah, I'm now recording. I'm showing Brian Jones.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, we're talking about podcasting now, and well, Christian is saying people don't need to learn about podcasting from people who know how to do it, and I think that they do. Because people don't know about distribution, they don't know about getting good sound, they don't know
but
about getting...
Podcasting is just a word.
Yeah.
So for me, it's not about learning how to podcast, it's learning about how to make good media. Now,
exactly.
There's no such thing as bad media as far as I'm concerned, but there is media that you can make easily digestible. And you don't have to worry about distribution with this because one click and you're on iTunes.
Yes.
There is no XML feeds to code.
No.
There is nothing like that. We're currently walking, we've just come off the end of the Strand and we're at Trafalgar Square. I initially wanted to start recording this just to apologise for the last podcast, Audio Boo, which I haven't heard. And I imagine must be noisy as buggery. Not that I have any idea whatsoever what buggery sounds like, but I know the Total Club was packed, and I was just doing a little bit of a demo. So if you're thinking, "Wow, this guy's," they're not after any of us. Luckily, they've passed by. This guy's audio boos are very, very distorted and noisy, and he appears to be screaming. I nearly lost my voice in there, man. But what I'm amazed with, and this might kind of hint towards you as to how good mobile phones can be, is it seemed to be to me that the iPhone actually extracted our voices out of the background noise, and I imagine that is normal mic technology for a mobile phone.
Is the Audio Boo using special software on the phone?
I have no idea whether or not they're just tapping into the mic and doing it that way, or, you know, we need to ask these guys these things, because everybody's going on about the quality, and when I went into iTunes and downloaded one of my own recordings, it's just that the iPhone, it might be my settings, the screen keeps going black, I have to keep pressing it. We need to keep going up the Strand. So, for me, I just think the technology's there in the phone already to enable auto gain control and all the rest of it. Stuff I like to use because I'm lazy and I'm not a purist, which I imagine you might be. a bit of a purist?
I'm a bit of a purist. I want to create something that sounds good and it's coherent. And
if anybody wants to hear really good and well-produced podcasting, they need to go to starbarista.com. You do a few others, don't you?
Yeah, that starbarista.com is my main one.
And if you love coffee, and I know 90% of the people who listen to this are probably geeks and they do love coffee, yeah, that is somewhere you really have to go.
And I do a bit of a work for another company called audiofortheweb.com. I do a bit of audio editing.
You get those plugs in. And what's your Twitter name?
I am Brian Jones.
I am Brian Jones.
The whole thing. I am Brian Jones.
Yeah, and so if anybody else tries to tell you that they're Brian Jones, they're lying. Listen, this is about 3 minutes, which is a nice little chunk to digest, and I'll leave this thought with you guys that maybe there will be an awful lot of podcasting happening now. People who don't even realize that they are podcasting. What we need more than anything are the filters to enable us to network and choose and select what we actually want to hear and want to be a part of, because I reckon with apps this easy to use, the place is going to definitely get a bit more noisier.